It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report here on Robinhood Radio. One place to find out what's going on in the area, what's coming up, what's been going on, and all the stories behind all the action, plus a great chronological calendar of coming events. And a couple times a week, we get together with Mark, and we just take a look at some, just literally, we skim through worldintelligence.com, we're going to start skimming right now. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. And yeah, this is the 5th of November, and of course, it takes me back to my time in England when I was growing up. Which was fireworks night. We used to remember the 5th of November. It was all about the gunpowder treason and plot, which occurred a few years before both you and I were born. But anyway, no, so it's a big day in the UK. Lots of fireworks to celebrate.
And all right.
Burn a guy.
Okay. Well, we will start off November... Right through November 12th, it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Weeks.
Yeah, as they say, meanwhile, back here in the U.S. Yeah, we mentioned this last week, but it's definitely worth repeating. Until next Sunday, November the 12th, we've got Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. So 200 restaurants participating, and the dinners come in at about $32.95. Why don't they just make it $33? I don't know. And lunches come in at $23. You will have to see the website for all the participating restaurants, and they have a great way of, you can look up what type of food you want, you can look up where you want it, and also you can look up the restaurant name it's directly as well. So it's easy to find something that fits your style. So check it out, Restaurant Week all the way through next Sunday.
Local home here in our immediate area, November 9th at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, their guest speaker series continues.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning, on Thursday, November the 9th, there are two book readings and signings that look quite interesting. The first one, as you say, is at the White Hart Inn. This guest speaker series is lovely because you get to sit in the inn, have a glass of wine, and listen. And this week they've got Gene Dettol, who's the author of a book which I think is quite relevant at the moment. It's called Reckoning with Race, America's Failure. So he's tackling all these hard issues, particularly interesting, obviously, at the moment with all the things that are going on with Black Lives Matter and athletes taking the knee, all that type of thing. So quite significant. That's at 6 o'clock on Thursday, November the 9th. And then at 7 o'clock in Great Barrington at Simon's Rock, they've got the author Colin McCann coming, and he's going to be reading from his book, talking, and also doing some signings, I'm sure. He was the winner of the National Book Prize in the States, but he was also the winner of the International IMPAC Dublin Prize for Let the Great World Spin, which is a few years ago now, but a number of people may remember it. So it's a lovely book. Anyway, both of those are on Thursday, November the 9th. That one is at 7 o'clock in the evening at Simon's Rock. So if you're a fan of Colin McCann, definitely try and get to Simon's Rock as well.
November 9th through the 12th, the Tangent Theater Company in Tivoli.
Yeah, you know, we've mentioned this in past years, and it really is amazing. The number of arts events going on in our area, whether it's singing and music, or whether it's every type of art one way and another, and the theatre is incredibly well represented in that respect. And you expect it in large towns, in the Great Barringtons or in the Sharons, Hudson maybe, or whatever, but Tivoli has got really a strong tradition of putting on the Carpenter Shop Theatre, using the Tangent Theatre Company, has been building up this tremendous little series of events in Novembers, where they bring to the area a whole series of performances or play readings. And this year they've got five brand new plays. It starts on November the 9th, this Thursday, and it runs through the 12th. You have to check their website for times, and obviously you can go there via Rural Intelligence. And you don't know what you're going to get. It could be a really great play, or it could be something that you say, oh my gosh, I'm a bit surprised. But I think it's absolutely wonderful that we have this opportunity in our bigger towns and our smaller towns to find these sort of type of events. So just to remind you, it's at the Carpenter Shop Theatre in Tivoli, and it's the Tangent Theatre Company who's presenting, and they call it, by the way, Newvember New Plays Festival, so definitely worth checking out.
On November the 11th, Hopkins Vineyard in New Preston.
Yeah, I love going to Hopkins Vineyard because it is a spectacular ride, particularly this time of year as well, where the trees have lost their leaves and you can see down over Lake Warramock. But if you get to New Preston, it's definitely a stop, even and in fact actually all throughout the year. But Hopkins Vineyard on Saturday the 11th, starting at 12 o'clock, are having an event which they're calling Sip, Shop and Be Local. And the whole idea is to make it a holiday shopping event with local artisans, and you can do it in their, it's throughout their facilities there at Hopkins Vineyard. They've got this great tasting room, and so you can, and I'm sure they'll be setting people up there, and it will be, they will have their own wines available with a cheese pairing, and you can check those out. And by the way, even when you buy when you make a purchase, you get a raffle ticket also for a prize drawing as well. So it's free admission, but there'll be a whole lot of local artisans there, and you can check out all sorts of things to do and have a sip of wine at the same time and maybe buy a bottle or two.
In Pine Plains on November the 11th, Full Circus Farm, a fruit tree sale.
Yeah. This caught my eye, Marshall, because one of our crabapple trees has died this year. It's a real frustration, actually, and we really need to replace it. And then I saw Full Circus Farm, which is based in Pine Plains, has got this fruit tree sale coming up. And the great thing is that they have a whole series of different apple and pear varieties. So hopefully we can find something which will replace our crabapple. But all of the trees are certified organic. And they were all grown and grafted at the farm itself. So you can go there. They're also extremely good at explaining how to grow and to propagate fruit trees. So if you need information on that they would be the sort of people who can help you on that. So there's your chance to plant a couple of apple trees or pear trees which will start to come through over the next few years. And the other thing is, I thought, actually, this time of year looking for gifts, well, it might be a great idea to think of one of these trees as a gift, because it's really a green gift which gives back over the years as well. So that sale starts at 1 o'clock at Full Circus Farm in Pine Plains. And all the details and directions and whatever it is on their website, you can get there, as always, via Rural Intelligence.
Let's go to Roxbury. The library there is having a kitchen tour on the 11th.
Yeah, this is the one thing I happen to know about Robin Hood listeners and Rural Intelligence readers is that they love a good kitchen tour. And they regularly come up in all sorts of different areas, and they come up on a regular basis because people actually are fascinated by other people's kitchens. Usually they're thinking of remodeling or making changes to their own kitchen. They want to see, get ideas and all this type of thing. And the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury has organized a self-guided tour. It's a fundraiser. There are going to be six area kitchens that are open. You start off with coffee at the library. It starts at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and you can go and get a cup of coffee, get your ticket. And if you're really dedicated, you can do it in the afternoon, actually, and you can take the tour and end with a champagne reception at the library as well, which starts at 3:30 in the evening. But the great thing is that the proceeds from this fundraising tour will all benefit the improvement of the Roxbury Public Library's community studio. So let's hope they don't come to compete too much with Robin Hood Radio. I don't think they will, but it but it will be a great opportunity to help the public library community studio, which I think is a great idea.
All right, in Cornwall on the 11th, a treasurer of our area, Sally Van Doren, will be speaking about her work.
Well, she's a treasurer of the area, as was her father-in-law or grandfather's father, her husband's grandfather as well. Anyway, yes, so we've got Sally Van Doren coming on the afternoon of Saturday, November the 11th, to Cornwall Library. And she is a wonderful, well-known American poet. She lives part-time in Cornwall. And as I said, her husband's family has been there since the 1920s. And in fact, they live in his grandparents' house. And of course, his grandfather was Mark Van Doren as well. So a real treasure for the area. It starts at 5 o'clock. And we thought that this was so significant at Rural Intelligence that actually we have put together a story about this on Rural Intelligence this week. And we have interviewed her, and she talks about their lives and how they developed. And it's interesting. It's really worth noting. I mean, just last month, two of her poems were selected and read by Garrison Keillor on the Writer's Almanac. So she really is a treasure, and it's not just this current book that she's going to be talking about. She was the author of at least, I think, two other books of poetry. She's an artist, which is also going to be displayed at the library. So check out the Cornwall Library, 5 o'clock on Saturday, November the 11th. And before you do that, go to Rural Intelligence and read up about Sally Van Doren as well.
Well, let's go back to Tivoli on November the 11th.
Yeah, actually, what I want to do, there are quite a few little fundraisers galas on this week, and they all seem to be coming up on that Saturday, November the 11th. And so, as you say, starting off in Tivoli, there's the Passion for Dance Gala at Cats Barn. It's the Cats Barn International Dance Center's benefit. It's a big one for them. There are going to be some performances from some of the New York's premier ballet companies coming up, and they're going to be putting on a big show. There's a champagne reception, and it's a supper and wine festival as well. So it will be a whole evening. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and if you are a fan or a supporter of Cats Barn and of dance, then this is a great opportunity for you to show up and support. But there's also on that Saturday, November the 11th in Chatham, there's a fantastic event going on with PS21. They are having a big gala fundraiser. And it's all to do with this absolutely fabulous new theatre that they've just built in Chatham. And I remember it particularly. I think it's particularly important because 2 years ago in October, early in the morning, I went to a groundbreaking ceremony for this new PS21 theatre in Chatham. It's a major project for them. It's a transformative event. They're going from their actually sort of rather famous tent, which was getting a bit old, and they now are going four seasons. They can be four seasons, which is absolutely fabulous. The project is finished, and really this event on November the 11th is you can really be one of the first people to actually see and to tour and to step onto the stage, I suspect, of this new theatre. And it all starts off with performances from Parsons Dance, where we've got another dance company. So Parsons Dance, who are fantastic as well, great, great fun dance company. There's going to be a big dinner with food by Jeff Loshinsky. And also there's also piano music there as well by Lincoln Mayorga. So it will be a great big fun evening at PS21 on Saturday 11th. But then also on Saturday 11th in Lenox, I thought I'd better mention that there's another event at Haven Cafe. They're holding an Unoche on San Juan, a night in San Juan. And this is a big fundraiser for the Hurricane Maria relief for Puerto Rico. And they're having a big Caribbean dinner. It will be a lovely event, and it's an opportunity for you to support them as well and support this relief effort in Puerto Rico. And it looks like they really need it as well. So you'll have to check that out at on the Haven Cafe website. And, of course, you can link through Rural Intelligence as well.
We'll head to Rhinebeck. The Clinton Community Library has a wine tasting on November 11th.
Yeah, I mentioned this because I used to, years ago, buy French wines when they were released from the vineyard and import them and put them down in the cellar and then drink them. And then I started to realize that, in fact, all that extra effort and was really not appreciated and was not worth it, because there are so many great wines available around this time of year that are being released specifically for Thanksgiving. And there are going to be tastings in a lot of area wine stores. And I've spotted this one because it's at the Clinton Community Library in Rhinebeck. And they're holding this Thanksgiving-themed wine tasting with Scott Shrek, who will be obviously leading people through a discussion and tasting of wines which they could eat with their Thanksgiving dinner. And they will give you some bread and cheese so you can soak up a bit of the wine as well. It starts at 7 o'clock on that Saturday, November the 11th, at the Clinton Community Library there.
And now let's head to Pittsfield, the Colonial Theater.
Yeah, I don't know whether many people remember that. I suspect they probably do, that Comedy Central used to have the Upright Citizens Brigade for many years and it was a really successful series of improv comedians. And they founded two theaters, one in Los Angeles, I think, and one in New York. Anyway, on Saturday the 11th at the Colonial Theater, the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company is coming to town. The nice thing about this is that they really try and get some of the best improv comedians from their theaters to come to these on these touring company events. And what they've put together, they have a 90-minute, it's a completely unscripted improv show. And the whole idea is to really show how these top improvisers can be absolutely hilarious. So you get to see a show on the 11th, which has never been seen before and won't be seen again. So it will be completely improvised on the night. So that's at the Colonial Theatre at 8 p.m. And if you like improv or you enjoy comedy and want to good fun evening, it will be a fun evening.
And we can head to Hudson Hall. They have an event starting the 11th going through the 19th.
Yeah, well, I love how history comes around and it all sort of, you sort of can tie it together. And Hudson Hall have got together with the Millay Colony for the Arts, and they've commissioned a new production of the Virgil Thomas and Gertrude Stein opera, The Mother of Us All. And it basically uses real and imagined characters. It's all about Susan B. Anthony and women's suffrage movement in the States, which actually began in upstate New York. And what's nice about this, and it's on Saturday, November the 11th in the evening, and then it's also of several other times through Sunday, November the 19th. The interesting and amazing thing is Susan B. Anthony actually spoke on the Hudson Hall stage where this opera will be performed at least twice over the years. So in a sense, it's fascinating to have it all come back and history sort of, I'm not sure repeating itself, but it's sort of rhyming, I guess, one way and another. So anyway, check that out on the Hudson Hall website, and all the details and times will be there. And it starts, as I say, on the 11th, but there'll be other opportunities to go through to November the 19th.
We're back to Rhinebeck, the Rhinebeck Farmers Market.
Yeah. Well, of course, we've got to support as many stories about from rural intelligence as possible. And I mentioned that we've been doing other stories about Sally Van Doren this week. Well, last week we did a story about Francesco Mastorelli, who is a photographer, and talked about the fact that he's just done this fantastic new book called Yoga, The Secret of Life. Anyway, he is going to be at the Rhinebeck Farmers Market on Sunday, November the 12th. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to be talking about his book. It's a sort of photo documentary all about the spiritual and the physical sides of yoga. There's a lot of background in the story we did about him a couple of weeks ago as well. So if you have a chance, read all about it on Rural Intelligence and then go and meet the man himself at the Rhinebeck Farmers Market on Sunday, November the 12th.
We'll head up to West Stockbridge now.
Well, we mentioned a wine tasting, and I saw this, and I thought, oh, yes, this is a classic one as well. So Number 6 Depot Roastery in West Stockbridge is holding a coffee roasting and tasting seminar. As I say, West Stockbridge is one of the hot little towns at the moment, and that's partly because Number 6 Depot has really moved in and is such a force in that area. And the owner, Flavio, has really developed this whole idea of coffee being a premium product, and the tastes are very subtle and fascinating. So he's going to show people who attend, and starts at 2:30 in the afternoon on the 12th. He's going to show people who attend how they roast the coffee, the various advantages of having washed coffee versus natural coffee, and they're going to do a tasting of Ethiopian Yirgacheffe coffee and barley Blue Moon as well. So, and they have some other great, I'm sure there'll be opportunities to taste some of their other great things as well. So that starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, runs through 4 o'clock, so you might check that out as well if you're a coffee fan.
And we can head to Poughkeepsie, the Bardavon.
Yeah, I mentioned this for a number of reasons. First of all, Brandy Carlile is coming to the Bardavon on the Sunday the 12th, and she's going to do a couple of sets. But she's going to be accompanied by some special guests as well, which I think will be interesting. But the great thing about this is that 100% of the net proceeds will be donated to breast cancer care and research in the Hudson Valley. So two good reasons to go along. A lot of people love Brandy Carlile, but you're also, it's an opportunity to give some money to breast cancer research as well. So that's really good. That's Sunday, November the 12th, 7 o'clock in the evening.
And we wrap up the week in Great Barrington.
Yeah, the husband and wife team, Abigail Washburn and Bella Fleck, are bringing their banjos back to Great Barrington in a performance of music from their self-titled debut album, which was launched in 2016 and won the Grammy Award for Best Folk Album. So, if you love banjo music and if you like folk music, this couple are really amazing. They've been called the King and Queen of the Banjo. Bella Fleck himself is, I think, a 16-time Grammy Award winner. And Abigail is a singer-songwriter, but she also, apparently, she has a clawhammer banjo. She's a clawhammer banjo player. And she's combined that with sort of Far Eastern culture and sound. So it's slightly unusual, makes it interesting. So it should be a fun evening. That starts at 7 o'clock. Sunday, November the 12th. And if you are a fan of banjos, this one's for you.
And that'll wrap up another very busy week. Mark, we will check with you next week on air and, of course, online at ruralintelligence.com.
Lovely. I will look forward to it, Marshall. Speak to you then.